Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Let's call this a greatest hits edition of KKHI. We got a couple of clips to play for you that are hits from the 80s. The first, in just a few moments, you'll hear from Dr. Anthony Fauci in his outrageous thoughts about children and AIDS when he was in charge of the AIDS pandemic and thought 10 million Americans were going to die and it was going to sweep the country and kids were going to die just from being in homes with people that are getting AIDS. Oh, it's a beautiful clip. You're going to like that one. Also, we have a parody song that has been written and recorded. A parody of the song Hot Blooded by Foreigner is called Pure Blooded. It's for the unvaccinated. It was sent to me by a listener, and we've got that for you. You're going to like that. We'll talk a little bit about the problems in the United States with kids in school and how we're one of the few Western countries left in the world that require kids to wear masks. And, of course, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports will be along with us. If you want to get Lee Sterling's Thursday night selection, become a patron at kkhasissues.com. He's already made that selection. That is posted. It is up and running. Lee Sterling is 18-9-1 all time with his patron picks for patrons on Thursday night. So if you want to know what he thinks about the spread tonight between the Ravens and the Dolphins, you get that pick absolutely free if you become a patron of KKHI. Just go get signed up. Also, we remember on the patron podcast on this Thursday, Art Stewart, a longtime scout for the Kansas City Royals who has passed away at the age of 94. Art Stewart was one of the most interesting people you'll ever meet. Nobody loved a sport or a game more than Art Stewart loved baseball. I share many stories about the times that I spent with Art Stewart watching Royals games at Kauffman Stadium, in the press box, in the seats, or just talking with him about the game that he loved. He was accountable for 70 Major League Baseball players as a scout. A remarkable, remarkable man. We remember Art Stewart. If you want to learn more about this amazing Royal scout and how he affected the trajectory of the Kansas City Royals, you can hear the Patron podcast by signing up at kkhasissues.com. It is posted. It is up. It is ready for your ears. Right now, we're going to play the hits for you on KKHI, brought to you by 360 Document Solutions. Mark Lindquist and his team can help your office at 360 Document Solutions with IT solutions, mail systems, phone systems, and, of course, copiers and printers. Contact them at 913-745-5344. Merriam Body Shop off I-35 and Johnson Drive in Merriam, on Merriam Drive. Justin's the man running the place. Give him a holler, and he'll hook you up with fixing your car after a crash or just taking out some door dings or custom detailing with the new car image. It's Justin at 913-362-1198 or online at merriambodyshop.com. And, of course, TJ and his team at Back 9 Development. They'd love to give you a personal tour in Manhattan of the Solheim Condominiums at Grandmere on the beautiful Corbett Hills Golf Course. If you'd like to check that out, personal tour, no obligation. See what they're doing, see what kind of work they do, or check out their portfolio online at back9development.com, 785-236-0161. The greatest hits from Dr. Anthony Fauci and Foreigner, and the greatest picks from Lee Sterling right now on KKHI. Hit it!
Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
A common theme the past couple of weeks here is the coronavirus pandemic is fading in a lot of places, and it's just killing people on the left that their beloved virus that scares the hell out of people and gets them votes and gives them power to do things and control people in ways that they have a bizarre obsession to have is fading everywhere. The latest is this. A report is out that United States and Canada are two of only seven countries remaining that make kids wear masks at school. A full 19 different countries, Western civilization, what we call Western civilization. A full 19 others have bagged the whole thing and said, this is ridiculous. We're not doing this to kids. Kids don't get sick. It's bad for them. It makes them sicker with other things. It is emotionally unsettling for them. And you heard on the other podcast on this Thursday, the 8-year-old girl in Florida that spoke out against the school board. Because elections matter and because Democrat governors and a Democrat administration in Washington, D.C. are in charge, we continue to have these things in different states, in various school districts. Why? I don't really know. I just know that the United States and Canada pretty much compromised the only places in the free world now where people are requiring, where leaders are requiring children to wear masks at school. So this becomes a big polarizing issue. We've talked about it. It's one thing to get adults to go take a shot. It's another to tell them their kids have to get the jab, or we're making your kid wear this mask. You don't have to wear a mask all day, but you have to put one on your kid to put on the school bus, and then they got to wear it all day or they get suspended and sent home. It's just an absurd situation that we have. I mean, there's just no justifying it. In Kansas City, Missouri, they lift their mask mandate, but not in school, not for the kids. I don't even get it. I don't know how these idiots that say follow the science can't see what the science is, and that is this is not harmful to kids. The flu is harmful to kids. COVID-19 is not harmful to kids. I'm just aghast by what's taking place and how we've become one of the most far-left countries in the free world. It's astonishing to me, and we have got to get it back. We've got to take it back, and we've got to keep it. This has to be the lesson for people, that they understand you are not born in the United States as a prisoner of the government. The government does not control you. You are born free, and the government works for you. We're losing that. We have to remember we are in charge of the government, and that's what it has to be. And this is a really big deal. To emphasize how crazy these people are and how it's been, you know, we've seen the YouTube videos of Fauci and other scientists saying, you know, the flu just doesn't scare people. We need something else to come along, and then we can get people to comply and wash their hands more and wear masks and do things that we want them to do. It's crazy. They've just been waiting and waiting and waiting for COVID-19 to get control over citizens in the United States. To prove this true, I've got a clip for you that I found online of Anthony Fauci in the 80s. He was still there. He was the guy then. He was a very young man. You'll recognize the voice instantly. This is during AIDS. Remember, Fauci predicted some 30 times as many people would die in the United States from AIDS as actually did. It was doom and gloom. The sky is falling in. People were not listening to Anthony Fauci then, although people were scared to death of AIDS. They absolutely were scared to death of AIDS and HIV for a short period of time, and then they realized it was concentrated in certain communities. It was a very, very difficult situation for gay men. It was a very difficult situation for drug users, people with needles, that use needles. So that was the overwhelming number of people that it was killing at the time. We've seen the Queen biopic with Freddie Mercury and how that occurred in his life, and that was the time that was being lived. But Anthony Fauci didn't want anybody to know that this was mostly going to be gay men and drug users. That was the last thing Anthony Fauci wanted anyone to know. So he started doing interviews. This is a short clip with ABC News where he's trying to terrify American families that your children in your home, just by being in the house with somebody with AIDS, could die. Here it is.
Starting to see, as we're seeing virtually as the months go by, other groups that can be involved, and seeing it in children is really quite disturbing.
When you say other close contact, give me some examples.
Well, for example, if the close contact of a child is a household contact, perhaps there will be a certain number of cases of individual who are just living with and in close contact with someone with AIDS or at risk of AIDS who does not necessarily have to have intimate sexual contact or share a needle, but just the ordinary close contact that one sees in normal interpersonal relations.
Okay, we're not stopping there. That's a greatest hit from Anthony Fauci from some 35 years ago or 40 years ago. 35 years ago, I guess, is the best description of that. Ridiculous. He was wrong then. He's wrong now. He's been proven wrong on these things because these people that have this liberal bend to them wake up every day trying to scare you, thinking the worst. It's literally the difference between being a pessimist and an optimist. You wake up going, the world is falling apart, we're all going to die, or you wake up and go, I'm going to live today and be happy. You got a couple of choices. I know what Fauci's done his whole life. Doom and gloom, baby. It's coming. You're going to die. There's a virus. This is terrible. It's killing children. It's called AIDS. It's going to be terrible. By being in a house with somebody that has AIDS, the kids are going to die. That's what he was calling. I think he's been proven wrong. Anthony freaking Fauci. So it's little game is up. There's no question. If Trump had been reelected, Fauci would have been fired by now. He would have long been gone. Wouldn't be hearing anything about it. But he continues to be a source of idolization on the left and consternation on the right. You're going to love this song. It was sent to me by a listener. Thank you guys for sending the stuff in that you do. It's fantastic. I had not heard this. This is called Pure Blooded. It is a parody song. It's on YouTube. If you Google just or go to YouTube and search in Pure Blooded song, it is a take on Hot Blooded by Foreigner, which I think was also from the 80s or about the time Fauci was spewing his ridiculous words about AIDS. In the middle, they go into the guitar riff and you can't see it. It's not a great video. It's just the words of the song over some like blood cells. But in the middle where they do the guitar riff, they make fun of Bill Gates as well with visuals that you can't see here. But if you want to go watch it, you can. If there's any words you don't understand, you can watch it and you'll see all the words. But I think you'll understand them all. This is a really, really well done parody. My favorite line, he's basically got this girl that he kind of thinks she's hot. And he wants to go out with her, right? But he's not sure. He's pretty sure she's been vaccinated and he hasn't. And he doesn't like that. He's pure-blooded and he's not sure she is. And at one point in the song, he asks, does a black light make you glow? There's some really, really good lines in this thing. You're going to love it. And it just tears Fauci apart. It is a parody song called Pure-Blooded. It's for the unvaccinated. It's a YouTube video if you want to go see it. And here it is. Roll it.
vaccines in me. Come on, Archie, you can kiss my ass. I'm your buddy, I'm your buddy. All of the time. And I'm feeling just fine. Oh, can't you see? I'm as pure as can be. The recovery rate. Your buddy's 99.8.
Well, that's just fantastic. The recovery rate is 99.8. Because of course it is. That's it. Pure Blooded. You can find it on YouTube if you want to see. It's not a great video, but you can see the words there. And they make fun of Bill Gates a little bit in the middle where the little guitar solo takes place. Also, we have, as I mentioned at the top of the show, a patron podcast up. Art Stewart has died, a longtime scout with the Kansas City Royals at the age of 94. He was an amazing man who simply loved baseball. He has a lot in common with Buck O'Neill, although Art Stewart was white. Not the racial component of this, their experiences, but they just don't remember bad days or bad times, and every story they ever told about baseball was glorious. Art Stewart, one of the great storytellers of all time, one of the greatest contributors, longest tenured contributor in Royals history in all likelihood. At age of 94, he was the director of scouting when the Royals were named Organization of the Year twice in 84 and 95. He was responsible for scouting and signing Bo Jackson, Kevin Apier, Mike Sweeney, Johnny Damon, Carlos Beltran, Brian McCray, Joe Randa, and some 65 other players that you've heard of and all played for the Royals. An amazing, amazing man. My tribute to Art Stewart is up at kkhasissues.com for patrons only. If you go to the browser, kkhasissues.com, sign up, become a patron for $5 a month, and hear my tribute to Art Stewart, who was just a wonderful man that I knew very, very well and spent time around. Very much so back in the day, not so much recently, but back in my television and early radio days when I was covering the team on a daily basis and out there every day, Art Stewart, just a wonderful, wonderful human being, lived his best life. You will enjoy some of the stories and comments there at kkhasissues.com. Also, Lee Sterling's Thursday night pick is up. Lee Sterling's pick for Thursday night football is up. Lee Sterling is 18-9-1 all time for patrons on Thursday night. He is the Sultan of South Beach, and he was a winner for the patrons again last week with a selection of the Colts who, well, I didn't see the end of it apparently. He says they hung on, but my goodness, they were covering all night and up 42-10 at one point. He's been very good for the patrons and very good for his subscribers, and he's here this week to talk about the games that matter to you. They may or may not be part of his service, but we ask him to pick games of interest in our area, and so that's always a great thing. We say hello to Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. Hello, Lee. How are you?
I'm good. I'm real good. I love this time of year. As soon as it hits Halloween, you know, then we've got less than a month away. We've got Thanksgiving, and I always have a huge Thanksgiving. We have 25 to 30 over the house, and I'll have both my girls over. My youngest will be in from New York City, and her brother's coming down from Jupiter and with all his kids. And then you got Christmas and Hanukkah. So I love this time of year. So, I'm going to do something special. We've never done this before. We've offered Dovember, not November, Dovember for $297 for 3 weeks. I'm going to add in basketball, college, and NBA. I'm going to add hockey, where we're number one in the world, and the UFC cards through the rest of the month. $297 for all four different sports. And I know if I win for them, they're going to want to ride with me with two or three sports through the rest of the year. So just my way of saying thank you, and hopefully they win, and they want to keep riding with me.
Are you finding that you're converting some fans, that people come in for football and say, wait a second, I'm winning money on hockey, so I'm going to start watching hockey now, and they get more interested in the sport? Are you finding some of your clients doing that?
Absolutely. Now, I get a few. Most understand how to be, but they're like, well, I'm not a hockey fan. I'm like, are you a fan of money? And everyone answers yes, obviously. So, you know, I tell them if they have questions, just call me. I'll explain it. You know, we do have some different wagers for our clients in hockey. I mean, sometimes we play team totals. You know, let's say Edmonton is the team totals 3.5. All these sites now, you can wager on the team totals. We have some of those. We do play some totals. We play some sides. And sometimes we'll play laying the 1.5 goals or taking the 1.5 goals based on the situation. So you know, I got a sharp guy working for me. I oversee everything, and together we're a really good team. So I'm actually looking, if anyone out there is really good in Premier League soccer, I'd love to track your games through the end of the year. And if you're good, you can come aboard and be part of the team. So we're doing football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and also UFC. I'm looking to add the sixth sport for next year.
How concerned are you about soccer, global soccer, with some of the scandals we've seen worldwide with things that go on in soccer leagues?
I mean, anything can happen. You know, the member Kane, you know, the guy who is suspended right now I think he's suspended for a few more games. I mean, there's allegations he was trying to fix a hockey game. Anything can happen, but you're not going to know about it. I'm not going to find out about it. It's going to be maybe one or two games here or there. So they're always every eight or 10 years, there's some type of scandal. I mean, there's been the college kids, remember from Arizona State, that were driving into Vegas and wagering on games. I mean, hey, something looks funny when you see, four or five college kids still haven't shaved, and then they're walking into a casino trying to bet $5,000 and $10,000 on a college basketball game at every single casino. So, Vegas usually or offshore, they can figure it out pretty quick.
All right. So ParamountSports.com is the place to go. November is three weeks, $297, football, hoops, hockey, UFC, $297. Go there and sign up, or you can always call Lee at 800-400-9741. At the end of our segment here, we'll get the game of the week. It's going to be Oklahoma State and TCU, and you can get that free by calling Lee. We'll talk about that coming up in a bit. Let's pick some games. Let's start in college with South Carolina at Mizzou. Mizzou covered. Lee, Missouri covered last week because they stopped Georgia. Georgia had a first and goal, and Missouri stopped them, or it was going to be like 47-3 at that point. Missouri loses the game. Was it 43-6 was the final, and they covered? Yeah. That is unbelievable.
Yeah. I told you, hold your nose when you make the bet. I mean, it was ugly, but if you have to choose a side, you know, sometimes you got to choose, the side. Georgia, the last three games, they have not covered because they keep, that line should have been probably about 34, 35 points, and they made it 37. I think it closed 39.
It did. That's what I had it at 39. It was a disaster.
Yeah. So sometimes, you're playing a line. And Arkansas, after their couple wins, they got elevated. Alabama, their line is always elevated. So you want to play the Ohio States and some of these top teams, you're gonna have to pay a price here. So South Carolina at 5-4, people don't realize this, most people don't, with a win here, they're going to a bowl. They have a third-string quarterback, but he looks probably as good or better than their starter, Luke Doty. I think he was from at St. Francis, wanted to play at a bigger school here. Missouri quarterback is he's a game time decision. So I think they need him to play if they want to have a chance of being successful here. South Carolina ran for 284 yards on Florida. Can you imagine if they play with a lead here, what they're going to do to Missouri? They're just going to run the ball right down their throat here. So we know how they're going to attack Missouri here. And I like South Carolina. 30-24.
All right, there you go. South Carolina over Missouri, 3 o'clock Saturday in Columbia at Faurot Field. Oklahoma and Baylor, big game in the Big 12. Oklahoma's still alive for something, although they're not respected like a lot of the other teams, I don't think. Maybe they are. I don't know. They don't look that good to me. I'm surprised somebody hasn't knocked them off. But the Sooners take on a surprisingly good Baylor team this year.
So Caleb Williams is an upgrade over Spencer Rattler, but this team just doesn't look like a 9-0 team, like you said. Their defense, they are getting some guys back on the back end in the secondary, but they're far from a championship-level defense. Baylor ran into it was like a road trap. I mean, so Patterson steps down to TCU, and what does he do? He says, I'm going to hang around and help out the defense this week. So they were emotional. They had a good game plan. If TCU played that way 3 out of 4 weeks on a consistent basis, he wouldn't have had to have stepped down. But sometimes teams are sky high and you run into some teams that play out of their minds, and that's what happened. But I like what Baylor does on defense. Dave Aranda's defense held OU to 27 points last year in Norman, gave up only 269 total yards. And OU on the road this year, 0-2 in the Big 12, with narrow wins in Kansas and also Kansas State. So, you know, teams want to take their shot at OU and Texas this year, and it shows before they leave here. And Baylor is also 5-0 straight up and against the spread at home. I like Baylor outright here, 30-27.
Oh, boy, that will upset the apple cart. Yep. I'm with you. I'd love to see that. Everybody in the Big 12 except Oklahoma fans would love to see that. West Virginia visits Manhattan Saturday morning, 11 a.m. for K-State. K-State, man, I thought it was going to be an easy cover last week. They were the 24-point favorite. They win 35-10. They complete a first down with about a minute and a half to go across midfield. They're going to kneel on the ball. The game is over. Uh-oh. They called a holding, and Kansas State winds up punting away, but they get a defensive stand and get the cover against KU. They're laying 6.5 now. All of a sudden, Kansas State has won 3 in a row, and Vegas likes them. Is that too many against West Virginia?
I think it might be. You know, I look at these two teams, and talent-wise, there's not much difference. So maybe a little better coaching for the Wildcats, maybe playing at home, but is it worth 6.5 points here? It was a strange game for West Virginia last week. They go up 3-0. I think it was the first or second drive against the Cowboys, and then didn't score again. That's it. Their quarterback was sacked 8 times. Their running back, Brown, averaged just 2.4 yards per carry. They were 2-for-14 on third down conversion. The thing with West Virginia, and I, over the years, this is how you figure them out. When there's expectations and they're coming off big wins, they fall flat on their face. And when you don't expect much, they play their best here. So Kansas State did average 8.8 yards per play last week, but it was against Kansas. And we've seen the West Virginia defense play some good games against Kansas State over the last 4 or 5 years. So I think West Virginia is going to bounce back. I think Kansas State wins the game 24-20, but I'm taking the 6.5 points.
That sounds like a winner to me. I'll take a 24-20 K-State win any day, because I will not be wagering big on that game. I can promise you that. Let's go to the NFL, and the shocker a week ago, the Denver Broncos in a crazy AFC West, where if you can tell me what's going to happen by the end of the year, I will listen all day long. I have no clue. I don't think Denver's a great football team, but they're favored against Philadelphia this week after beating the Cowboys.
So I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. I doubt it. But that was their strong play. We put out as a 30-unit play against Dallas. It was a great situational play. I don't know if they can just keep running off victory after victory, but I think they can win here. So they figured out a path to win against the NFC East. It's run the football. They've already beaten the Giants, Washington, and Dallas. Why not all four? Philadelphia's not any better than the Giants and Washington. They ran the ball last weekend with Melvin Gordon, who was surprisingly healthy, and Javonte Williams, who looks like a real keeper. These two guys combined for 191 yards. Nice 1-2 punch there. They controlled the ball for 41 of the 60 minutes in the game here. And outside of Devontae Smith, the receiver for Philadelphia, there's not much I like on this Philadelphia team here. So I'm going to take Denver. I think they keep rolling here for at least a week, 27-20.
Wow, that'd be amazing if they swept that division. That would say an awful lot about that NFC division. There's no question about it. Chargers, 2.5 points over Minnesota. What, tell me about the Vikings, because they get leads. They look good. You think they're going to win. They never beat anybody. What the heck is wrong with that outfit?
So both teams I can't trust.
Right.
So I'm going to take a different approach to this game. So now you got offenses that are healthy and have weapons. Minnesota's even scoring but can't protect second half leads. The Chargers, you can't trust them. So look at all these injuries. Minnesota's without their best pass rusher. No Harrison Smith. They're all pro safety. He's gone. L.A., their top two cornerbacks were down last week. Even if they play this week, they're not 100%. And Asante Samuel and also Michael Davis, they were picking up. They brought in some guys on the practice squad, and they were playing as the nickel and dime cornerbacks here. So you can't cover the receivers for the Chargers or the Vikings with those kind of guys. And you got two quarterbacks that are hot right now. We're going over 52.5 total points in this game.
Yeah, run for the hills is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, if it's a high total, it's there for a reason. Am I right?
Yeah.
We see a low total.
Yeah.
Probably there for a reason. So you can't trust either of these two teams. Probably going to be a 3-6 point game either way, come down to the last possession. Why not have a game where it's 30-27, middle of the fourth quarter, and you got your winner, and just sit there and enjoy the rest of the game?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I can't trust either team either. I love when we feel like that I've told you this before. The Wisconsin Badgers are my team that I can't trust. I don't even look at their lines. I haven't bet on Wisconsin forever. I won't. If it becomes your 550 unit play or something in college football, I guess I'll play it. You're going to have to talk me into it. It's just, does everybody out there have a team or two or something they just avoid at all costs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I've gone four against them big, Wisconsin. So I think I've saved you some bets there. But, yeah, I mean, there's been some teams you can't get a feel on them. I mean, there was a year, I'll never forget this, the Washington Huskies, and I do a show in Seattle. I think I was wrong like 10 of the 12 times, maybe 11 of the 12 times. Just couldn't figure them out. I think they were zigzag. I think they were back and forth. I don't think they won two straight against the spread that year. They were just, and I was on the wrong side. Yeah. I mean, whenever they played great, I'm like, okay, here they come. They're going to maybe play well for another week. Then they'd, you know, let their backers and their fans down. So it happens. You don't have to play them. There's 130 Division I teams. Right. There's 32 NFL teams. You can bet on other games.
That's what I do. I have bet a Wisconsin game, and it's football and basketball for me, both. I can't bet. I think about 5 years ago, KU played them. I thought, well, I'll dip my toe back in the water. Kansas is really good. I'll just take Kansas. And then I think Kansas was like a 7-point favorite and won by 5. I'm like, of course I lost. Of course I lost.
Okay, so I don't play too many South Carolina games. I think my record over the years, 28 years, on South Carolina games is like 10 and 32. I stopped about 5 years ago playing. I think it has something to do with I was going out for about 2-3 months with a girl who was a South Carolina cheerleader, and I decided to end it. And she told me, you'll regret dumping me. So I guess she got her revenge.
We all have our teams, don't we? And our crosses to bear. Right. I love it. All right. The Chiefs at Vegas. You know, I'm going to need a therapist. I don't know how the Chiefs are favored every week. I cannot figure this out. They're a 2.5-point favorite over the Raiders.
Well, at least we've got a fun race now. Every team is 5-3 or 5-4 in the division here. And you got to think that Andy Reid, although he's not made some great decisions the last couple weeks, got to have the coaching edge over. There's no John Gruden there. It's a hodgepodge affair. They're trying to, you know, work it out with everyone. But, you know, Gruden came up with some pretty good game plans. When they beat him, was it last year? Last year they beat him, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. At Arrowhead.
So, and Ruggs hit on some big plays deep. So you don't have to worry about Gruden's game planning. You don't have to worry about Henry Ruggs. I don't know where the Raiders are right now mentally. What we've seen is people betting the NFL, if you're betting based on an injury going against a team or a coach not playing, I mean, look at Green Bay Packers. Without top three receivers, the public bets against them. Aaron Rodgers somehow pieces together a win there. Then they're missing Aaron Rodgers. They cover. Don't win, but cover. Minnesota, you know, they were without a key player. Right? I think it was without Dalvin Cook. They have their best game. Who else? Oh, Murray last week. For Arizona, mm-hmm. Colt McCoy. I mean, he looked like he was back at Texas again.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on. I think it's 11 straight key players out. Tennessee without their star running back Henry. Well, they win easy outright, getting 7.5. So I just think that now the reality is set in. They covered the first couple games. Did Vegas. Now they're going to have to face a Kansas City team that has Chris Jones back rushing the passer. They were getting breaks early in the season. In fact, they fumbled 10 times. They lost only one. Eventually, those type of situations, they even out over the course of the year. Every pass from Patrick Mahomes was going through receivers' hands, was finding a defender's hands. Now, all of a sudden, last week, no turnovers. I think Kansas City is going to beat the Raiders for the 7th time in 8 meetings here. Give me Kansas City, 30-20.
All right, the game of the week is Oklahoma State and TCU. TCU looking for a new coach. The rumors are that Deion Sanders may be headed to Fort Worth to coach the Horned Frogs. Oklahoma State is not known for its defense. They're the best defensive team in the Big 12 and isn't close. I don't think anybody scored over 24 on them all year. This is a big number here. Oklahoma State, 13-point favorite over TCU. And you like this as your game of the week, and you'll give it away free.
Yep, all they need to do is call 800-400-9741. We'll give them that game for free. Feel strongly about this game. And like I said, 800-400-9741. If you want to hop on board, it's not November, it's November. Normally 3 weeks are $297 for football, and it's every day. There's games even on Tuesday and Wednesday with Match in Action. And I'm going to add in basketball, NBA and college, hockey, and also UFC. Everything through the end of the month. $297. Get it right now. ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you're awesome. Thanks as always. Let's go get him this week.
Okay. See you, Kevin.
Take care. There's Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Again, give him a holler for his Dovember promotion, 3 weeks, $297. You can call him directly at 800-400-9741 or log on to ParamountSports.com and get all the sports, 3 weeks for $297. Here's a recap of his selections. He likes South Carolina in the Pick'em game over Mizzou. He likes Baylor to win outright against Oklahoma, so take the 5.5 points or play the money line. West Virginia plus 6.5 over K-State. He likes the Wildcats to win, but just barely in a game that goes down to the wire. He likes Denver minus 2.5 at Philadelphia to win by 3 or more against the Eagles. The Chargers are a 2.5 point favorite against the Vikings, and Lee says run for the hills. Don't play that number. I said, well, you know, we like you to pick the Charger games here. Uh-uh. He says take the over 52.5 in that game. Don't bet on who's going to win because these teams are not trustworthy. He likes the Chiefs to win by 3 or more against the Raiders. The Chiefs are a 2.5 point favorite. He thinks the turmoil will finally set in on the Raiders on Sunday night. And his game of the week, if you'd like to get it free, is Oklahoma State TCU. 800-400-9741. Just give him a holler for that. Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com joining us on KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.